Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jane Twin, and it's the, what is it today, 13th of September, I think, and this is a brew in the evening, and, well, at the end of the day, simply because it was too blowy this morning. We had quite a bit of a storm last night. Some people were joking that it was the husband of Hurricane Irma. Anyway, yeah, so it was quite blowy, so couldn't really record this morning. So here I am, with the news that the Tory power grab is pretty much complete now. So after getting the repeal bill through, they've now managed to get themselves. They also got the suggestion from Andrea Leadsom through, the leader of the House, who said that the Tories should have a majority on all committees. So my understanding is that this bill, it was voted through now, so this will now go to the committee stage where MPs will look at it and will make amendments. And normally these committees are made up the same way as the last election result, where, if we remind ourselves, the Tories did not get a majority. However, Andrea Leadsom said, "Oh, why don't we have a majority in all the committees? It's only fair, seeing as we're the government." So, and she managed to, and MPs voted for that too. So I really don't know what the rebel MPs are waiting for, because so committee stage is supposed to be when they put amendments through, but if the Tories have a majority there, then they can very easily throw that out or vote down or whatever they do. So we might never see those amendments. So I just find it absolutely unbelievable. We had to, and I think also a lot of people don't understand it, or it's not really widely covered in the media. I mean, I follow some legal experts, and it is their view that this is what this bill does, and all these extra powers, actually the government doesn't need to have them. I'm also a bit surprised at the speed with which they're trying to force this through. It's almost looking like they're trying to walk out sooner rather than later. I saw some very worrying news on Twitter last night from someone who claims to know, and I mean it's interesting that even the same Leave accounts, so the ones that have actual arguments rather than just sound bites to offer, even they say that no deal would be a disaster for the UK. And one such sane Leave supporter tweeted last night that they heard from someone up high up in the government that so Theresa May's speech, so the one that she's planning to hold, and which is delaying the negotiations by a week because she said she had some major intervention, and everybody was going, "Oh, what's it going to be? Is she going to cancel Brexit?" No, of course not. So apparently, so their intel is that she wants to come out of the EEA as well. And the legal eagles were all over that straight away. So this would be absolutely bonkers if she did this. This would be an absolute disaster. This would be chaos. But then again, that's what all of this means, especially the way the government's going about this. But yeah, that would be very scary prospect. So we're just going to have to wait now. I think it's going to be the end of next week that she's going to hold this speech, this very important intervention. So we'll see what comes out of it. But I don't expect it to be anything good. I mean, at the moment it's kind of a downhill scale. It's like I'm just waiting for a bit of good news in the news. It's all just as there's everything that comes out is like, you know, if we have to go out of the EU, can we at least do it in a competent and in a sane way? But the government is just doing nothing of the sort. So every piece of news that comes out is like, really, have they absolutely got no idea? What are they doing? So the other thing that seems to chime in with that is that Philip Hammond, the Chancellor, has said that the Treasury is planning for a no-deal outcome, which you kind of think, well, you know, they have to, I guess. But again, sounds like that's what they're actually aiming for. And a lot of people have been saying that for a while, that that's what's the government's actual aim. They never actually wanted to have a deal. That's why they're being so obnoxious, and why David Davis is just going around smiling and looking like he's not actually taking it seriously. And apparently it's there's something called the Legatum, I think it's Institute, their think tank, and for some reason they have unique access to the cabinet. And this is the only think tank the cabinet actually talk to and take their thinking on board. I thought this was one of those conspiracy theories, especially with a name like Legatum. I mean, you can just kind of see a Dan Brown novel here. But apparently this think tank does have all these ideas, these kind of free market Minford ideas, and yeah, the name keeps popping up, so it does seem to be connected, and representatives of them have been to see the top government. So I just don't really, I don't know what their aim is or what they think that they're improving here, and if not, then, you know, well, they're going to improve things for the 1%, that's for sure. But what do they think is going to happen to the 99%? That's a question. So talking now about another significant minority group in this country is us EU citizens. I didn't make it into London today, but they had a big rally where a lot of representatives of EU citizens, or I think just EU citizens who wanted to speak, and also the British in Europe, quite a few travelled over to speak at the rally in Trafalgar Square, basically to say that we need to have our rights ring-fenced, need to have our rights guaranteed and ring-fenced from the rest of the negotiations, because the way things are looking, there's not going to be a deal. And if there's no deal, that means the way the EU is driving this is that they've made citizens' rights part of a deal. But if there's no deal, then we'd be completely in limbo land, legally and everything. So they need to ring fence this and just say whatever happens, citizens' rights need to be guaranteed now. Apparently, this whole discrimination. That landlords already no longer want to rent to EU citizens, banks no longer consider them a safe bet, employers don't want them anymore. So there's a lot of discrimination going on, of course completely illegal, but, you know, as I said, it's not a law. There's no redress, what are you going to do? So that it's been given to Parliament now to say, you know, they need to look at that, and they are. But I think the only thing that they can do, rather than have, you know, lengthy debates or whatever, just guarantee our rights. Just, you know, and it's completely to sort of retrospectively take people's rights away is against all sorts of international conventions, you know, legally. So why not just guarantee it? I mean, they obviously, you know, they're not even using us as bargaining chips in negotiations anymore, because it doesn't look like they still don't know what they actually want from the negotiations. So it's not about that after all. So just do it. It's 5 million people roundabout, this affects, and that's just the people, that doesn't count their families yet. So, yeah, well, we'll see. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. That's a further update from this island. And I'll speak to you again soon.